Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the program. The phones are open if you want to join the show. You can do that.
Yes, welcome. Welcome, my listeners.
Yeah, and with you here tonight, you've got Ian.
People from here.
And the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will. It's going to be a different evening here tonight on Free Talk Live because Freer Talk Live, or an iteration of it, is coming back later tonight. You guys are doing kind of double duty here today. We've got a three-hour-long radio show. We'll take maybe a half-hour-long break afterward. And then internet only, the show for the first time will premiere, and that is called Beard Talk Live.
I like to think of it as a new tech exclusive.
New tech exclusive. Okay, I've never heard that before.
Well,
I like that.
It's absolutely stolen from Styx Hexenhammer, I think is the name of how you pronounce it.
Hexenhammer.
Yep. He's
sounds metal.
Yeah, he's a sort of libertarian, but not anarchist, center right, but very like a very good thinker and. He primarily has a YouTube audience, but as I'm sure you're aware, there are a lot of things you can't talk about on YouTube anymore.
Sure.
So, whenever he has something, he's like, okay, I would like to tell you my thoughts on this. He just has what he calls a new tech exclusive. So he puts it out there on, Rumble and, Twitch, I think, and, certainly on Odyssey and Library.
I'm gonna go ahead and make the bold claim for Beard Talk Live, that we have the most beard of any internet show.
That's a very bold claim.
That's a pretty big claim. I mean, there's a lot of internet shows out
now,
there these days.
I'm making this claim because I'm kind of lazy, and I figure that if we make the claim and somebody else is like, no, dude, like this show over here has got more beard, then I'll be like, okay, that's fine. But until somebody proves us wrong, I'm making the claim.
Well, ideally, I would like to see this settle out in a beard off.
A beard off.
Ooh, man, what does that look like?
Off. Or is it a beard down?
What is a beard off? I mean, how does that work?
Well, we would have to compare the overall beardiness of some other show to ours.
Oh, that's true.
And we were just briefly discussing this before the show. How do you compare? Is it volume? Is it length? Is it all of the above?
Is it gray?
You'd have to average out the categories. Mm-hmm. So length would be a category. Yeah. Mass, pure mass would be one category.
Density.
Density. Well,
We got to have style points too, because like some of us have more style than others, and like I know he's got two braids rolling, right? Plus, mine is a goatee, right? It's a traditional goatee for sure, but it is like bordering
on pretty mega ZZ
Top proportions at this point in my life. So
for sure.
And then the other guy, he's no beard slouch himself. The third
nobody
participant
will be joining us later tonight,
as long as he remembers.
He was promoting it last night on the Friday show,
so I think he's
pretty excited about this.
He was plugging it. Nice. I appreciate it.
So that'll be tonight. You can watch it live at video.freetalklive.com. That's our Odyssey channel. It'll be on the other platforms that we stream on, but at any moment, I don't know which one of them are carrying us and which one of them aren't, but we're always on video.freetalklive.com. We actually have a special guest to start the show out tonight.
Let's do it.
And then coming up later, you're going to talk about Info Warriors, Captain, for either the World Economic Forum or the UN. We'll find out more about that.
Or if you put them together, they're wee fun.
That doesn't sound like much fun to me, but this hopefully will be an interesting discussion.
They fund a lot of things.
With a Free Stater. His name is Ian Underwood. He's one of the earlier movers for the Free State Project.
Can we have two Ians on the show without time warping?
We'll see. Okay. Ian, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure having you here.
Welcome.
When did you and Jody move up here for the Free State Project?
2007.
Okay, 2000. And I hear her feeding you answers and your producer in the background.
Just the kind of thing I would keep track of.
Well, you know, if you're going to be part of if you're going to be a married couple, there's no sense in storing all of it in one brain.
Right.
Exactly.
So you guys moved here. You're some of the earlier movers. 2007 is just a few years after the Free State Project chose New Hampshire. For listeners that don't know, the Free State Project is a migration of libertarian, voluntarist, liberty-loving anarchist activists who are coming to one geographic area, in this case a pretty small geographic area, and that's New Hampshire. You guys chose Croydon, which is a small town. Yeah, it's Grafton County? Is that where it is?
It's Sullivan County.
Sullivan, okay. Not quite that far north. Small town, population?
Around 700.
700 people. And, yeah. You know, I know you've got a book that you've written about the 14th Amendment. I want to get into that coming up here, but I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that maybe heard something earlier this year about Croydon. And you've got Democrats who've been crowing about this is the big defeat for the Free Staters, that Croydon was the big smackdown, proving that the Free Staters have no political influence or strength here, even though, on the other hand, the Democrats are constantly complaining that the Free Staters have taken over the state house. It's hard to really believe what they're saying, but they count this amongst their greatest victories. And what happened, as I understand it, was you came to a town meeting, and in New Hampshire, town meetings are kind of where all the big decisions get made. Can you summarize for our listeners what is a town meeting and why do they matter? Because not everywhere has these things. They certainly didn't happen in Florida, where I come from. So what is a town meeting? And by the way, these don't happen in the cities in New Hampshire, only in the towns, and there's mostly towns.
Right. So there's cities, and there's SB2 towns, and then there's towns, and we're just a town.
Okay.
Wait, there's
and
what towns?
SB2. It's a Senate Bill 2, and that is a way to – it was a bill that was put forth to let some towns take some of the power out of the hands of the people who attend the town meeting by setting up – you have to have a meeting beforehand and decide what will be on the ballot. But in a town meeting like the one we have, the ones that a lot of towns have, you get together to vote on what you're going to do, and mostly to vote on budget items. So the rules are that if there is what's called a warrant article, and that is usually of the form, shall the town raise and appropriate a certain amount of money to do a certain thing, right? Shall we appropriate $300,000 to fix a bridge? Shall we appropriate $100,000 to make a playground? Whatever. And so the school district and the town are two different political entities, and they have their own meeting. So the school district typically will have a warrant article that says, you know, shall the town appropriate $1.7 million to fund the schools and pay for tuitioning or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So the rules are you can't change the subject. So you couldn't come in and say, oh, let's change that to say, shall the town allocate $1.7 million to build a swimming pool? You're not allowed to do that.
Okay.
What you can do is change any number. So that's what I did. I suggested that instead of 1.7 million, we have 800,000 as the number.
Now, before somebody out there listening thinks, oh, that's a drastic cut, because it's about 50%. When you did the math on the 1.7 million and you divided that by the number of students going to the school, what did it come out to per student, what they were proposing?
Well, it was actually that amount that I proposed, and what I proposed was $10,000 per student. And I said $10,000 per student should be enough, and I explained that, you know, there are lots of other, like the state says it only costs $3,700 to educate a student.
Right.
And there are, you know, private schools that charge $9,000 or less. There is VLAX, which is free. There are charter schools, which are also public schools, but they only get $7,500 from the state. So I basically said $10,000. You can't make a serious argument that $10,000 isn't enough.
But just to clarify, they were proposing approximately $20,000 per student.
Yeah, more than that, actually.
So you came in and said, how about 10? It's still more than what everybody else is spending, even local private schools. And you proposed this at this meeting. It was the first time this had come up, right? Like you didn't have anything, you didn't send out a mailer to households or anything. You just
right. I didn't. It's worth noting, though, that, and you can see this in the minutes of the previous year's meeting, that I stood up at the end after everything had been done, and I said, you know, going forward, I want to propose that instead of budget, you start using the word ransom.
All All right, Ian, stand by. We're going to continue the story here in moments. The number is 603-283-6160. The whole Croydon situation is really interesting because it started as a tremendous victory.
Yes.
And then the status came out of the woodwork. And we'll find out what the story is from somebody who was at the center of it all here in moments. Point is, we got a ways to go here in New York.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open, kinda. Like when we have a guest on the show, normally we restrict calls to only tonight for the guests. So if you do have a question for Ian Underwood, he's an author. We're going to talk about his book here in a little bit. He's also a Free State Project's early mover, having moved here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project in 2007 and moved into a little town called Croydon. And earlier this year, Croydon started making headlines for cutting its budget, the school board budget specifically, by approximately 50% after what I would say is a very successful town meeting that Ian Underwood made this proposal. He's kind of regaling us with that story because it takes a turn, and a turn for the worst. We'll get into what happened here in just a moment. But I do want to let you know about bullionmax.com/FTL. You know, something about Free Staters and liberty-oriented people is they really understand alternatives to the dollar. And gold and silver, precious metals, are historically wonderful alternatives to government money. They have kept up with inflation very successfully over decades, over generations, and now BullionMax.com can help you diversify into gold and silver. They've got security for your family in times of crisis. You can buy direct from BullionMax.com without talking to a salesperson, and your precious metals shipped fully insured directly to your home. It's fast, it's easy, and we have a special offer to get you started. They will give you BullionMax.com Silver Starter Kit at employee pricing when you go to BullionMax.com/FTL, and that kit includes 5 ounces of the most desirable silver products, including the 2022 Silver American Eagle, a Buffalo Round, and a Buffalo Silver Bar. You can go and learn more about it and get yours. Only one per household, by the way. That's the limit on this. You go to bullionmax.com/FTL. We go back to Ian Underwood, calling us from, I presume, his home in Croydon. Luckily, they haven't burned you from house and home at this point, Ian, because a lot of the statists in town rose up and they were livid after they found out that you had successfully persuaded the people at the town meeting to vote at said town meeting to reduce the school budget from roughly $1.7 million to around $800,000 or $900,000. Is that right?
Yeah, $800,000. But so I want to make a little correction to what you're saying, because this is one of the things that's misunderstood. Everybody talks about it as if I wanted to cut the budget. If you cut a budget, it means you basically just keep doing the same thing and start looking for things you can trim. And that's not what I was doing. I was doing two things. One, so I had handed out a pamphlet called Ransom or Budget, and I was trying to change the flow in which control went. Rather than saying, we're going to sit here, the district will come to us and make a demand, and we either basically, you know, go along with the demand or we lose our home. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to say instead, you know, that's a ransom. A budget is when we tell you what we think we can afford and what we want to pay, and then you make it work. So the idea was never that we will cut the budget by taking the existing approach and just looking for things to drop. The idea was always to pick a number that was reasonable and clearly reasonable given what everybody else has been doing and for how much.
Things we never hear from politicians.
Yeah, build from the ground up. Figure out what it is we're trying to do. And the whole point of this, which has been totally lost in all the discussion, is they think, oh, this is just about money. It's not about money. It's about actually, and this was in the pamphlet that I handed out, it's actually about forcing certain questions to actually be addressed, which are never addressed.
Like what?
Why are we doing this in the first place? What is the purpose of having tax-funded education? Right?
Well, that's a
nobody
great question.
Actually ever talks about that.
Yeah, I've been asking the question recently, why does the Department of Education deserve any money when one in five high school graduates are illiterate?
Oh, it's higher than that. So it's 40%.
Jeez. It was 20% a year ago when I first learned of the topic.
So that's how you measure it, right? The figure that's been stable for a long time is use this NAEP test, the National Assessment of Educational Progress, and you look at essentially what percentage of kids are at the most basic level of proficiency and then, you know, high proficiency, whatever. And only 40% have reached basic proficiency, which means, are they literate? Well, they can probably sound out words. They can actually maybe, you know, read a complex sentence in 2 minutes. But, you know, those are words that are, so those, and the thing about proficiency is that is the test that the education establishment said, this is what you should use to judge us.
A
Okay.
So, okay. That's how well they're doing.
Okay, so it's a broad versus a less broad definition of the word.
Yeah.
And it's by their own metrics. So they're like, judge us by these criteria, and by these criteria, well, you guys have a 40% failure rate so far.
Yeah. No, it's a 40% success rate.
Oh, geez.
It's a 60% failure rate.
Wow.
Yeah, so why do they deserve...
their own preferred metric,
right.
It's a 60%
failure. So why isn't that entire thing just demolished? I mean, if you fail so epically...
You got to give them more money, Captain, and then they can make it work.
Yeah, the problem is that we're not paying teachers enough, don't you know?
Yeah. So one of the things that I presented in this pamphlet that I handed out, by the way, was essentially, you know, decades of data that said, look, we keep spending more, and achievement has stayed flat, right? So the first one... I'm always surprised that people haven't seen this, but Andrew Coulson, the late Andrew Coulson, put together a graph for Cato that showed that in index for inflation between 1970 and around 2010, spending per student tripled. And you look at the NAEP scores and they're absolutely flat. If anything, they've reduced.
Yeah.
That's pretty clear then that more money does not equal any better performance.
Yeah this is one of those situations where you simply do not get what you pay for.
And didn't John Taylor Gatto point out something similar about like all this money is being dumped into education and yet everybody's measurables are staying static or getting worse.
Yeah. So then there's a second graph that I produced, which is essentially it shows all the states and what they pay versus the scores they're getting. And the interesting things are there's no correlation. So the states that spend $6,000 get the same results more or less as the states that spend
$20,000,
right? And so the thing is none of the states are actually succeeding according to what you would call not even succeeding, but not even failing. All states are failing. New Hampshire is failing a little less badly than most other states. So that's the second thing to notice is it apparently doesn't really matter what you spend. You spend $6,000, you spend $20,000, you get the same result. But here's the one that really just blows my mind. If you plot every district in New Hampshire, you have a plot showing what they spent in adjusted for inflation. You look at what they spent in 1998 before the Claremont decision, and you look at what they're spending now. Every district, you could draw a line, a horizontal line there where every district in 1998 is below it, except Waterville Valley, which is just an anomaly. And every district in 2020 is above it, which means every district now is a rich district in terms of spending. Every single one. There is no district that isn't spending more than the richest, most favored, wealthiest districts were spending before. So,
and they're still getting crap test scores.
Well, that figures because, if you talk to anyone about New Hampshire, one thing that comes up all the time is how bad the property taxes are.
Oh, yeah, sure. And it's mostly going to schools. Yeah.
Exactly.
Or is it?
So, we basically spend, on average, a district will spend $10,000 more. It went from $5,000 to $15,000, again, adjusted for inflation. And my point is, you could go back to $5,000, and it wouldn't change anything.
Ian, stand by. We're going to continue the discussion here. We'll find out what happened after this budget that went, number go down, passed. And, boy, did people get riled up. We'll talk about what happened.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News. The U.S. for the first time has announced it will give Ukraine scanned Eagle surveillance drones, mine-resistant vehicles, anti-armor rounds, and weapons to help Ukrainian forces regain territories and mount a counteroffensive against Russian invaders. A senior defense official told reporters that the U.S. is looking to help shape and arm the Ukrainian forces of the future as the war drags on in its 6 months. This brings the total U.S. military aid to Ukraine to about $10.6 billion since the beginning of the Biden administration. It is the 19th time the Pentagon has provided equipment from Defense Department stocks to Ukraine since August 2021. This is USA Radio News. Former Vice President Mike Pence stated that he did not take any classified information with him when he left office. Also speaking on how he called on Attorney General Merrick Garland to disclose more information on what led authorities to conduct the search at former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate.
We can demand that they reveal why this search warrant was executed against the residence of a former president of the United States without demeaning the rank and file men and women of the FBI. And I'm going to continue to be a voice for that.
Evidence has emerged that might explain the dinosaurs' extinction.
A newly discovered impact crater 5 miles in diameter below the seafloor in the North Atlantic suggests more than one asteroid may have hit Earth during the time when the dinosaurs went extinct. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Although, right now, if you're going to call in the show, you should have a question for Ian Underwood. He is one of the Free State Project early movers. He moved in 2007 here to New Hampshire as part of the Liberty Migration that has been going on for almost 2 decades at this point. And got active in a little town called Croydon, where earlier this year he convinced a town meeting to reduce the proposed budget, because they always propose an increase every single year. That's what they do. They always bring to the voters and say, well, the budget's going to increase this much by default. We'd like to increase it this much. Yeah. Which one do you want? The one that increases it X or the one that increases it Y? That's usually the only choice you get at these meetings.
One of the things I forget to point out more frequently than I do is that government as a whole, right, the concept of it, has no mechanism for reduction.
Right.
Generally not.
It doesn't exist. There's not like...
I mean, if you have enough people, you can get that done. For instance, they have reduced the budget in the...
But a system should have a set of rules for reduction. For example, all the time growing up through the 70s, 80s, 90s, on TV, in the newspaper, you'd always hear about, Well, an ancient law from 1747 in the tiny town of blah, blah, Texas, or whatever, yeah, right, is still on the books and still applies. Why?
Right.
It's completely irrelevant, but the system itself has no way to check for that, to check for relevancy, to check and see if these are
designed to get bigger. There's, yeah, that's a fact.
The systems always move in one direction and not the other. Like, right, you are required to get together for the purpose of passing laws this often. So you're going to pass, there's going to be this much of an increase in laws, but there's no mechanism for automatically getting rid of these things.
It's a giant tick sucking blood until it explodes.
No doubt. I want to bring Ian back on here, but I do want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. It's a place where you can go to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. You just click Get Started at the top of the page and begin your cryptocurrency odyssey and start learning the basics about crypto. You just watch the first video. If you only got a few minutes, it only takes you about three. If you get more time, dig in deeper because it is a pretty interesting discussion, but you should understand some of the basic concepts before you actually get into and purchase some, which you can also do through Bitcoin.com. Once again, that's Bitcoin.com. Ian Underwood is with us here. So you had a tremendous success at this town meeting. Can you recall what was the percentage of the meeting that actually voted for your proposal to move forward with a roughly $800,000 or $900,000 budget for the school board as opposed to their proposed $1.7
million? Well, the final vote, there were around 40-something people at the meeting. Mm-hmm. The final vote was 24, so smaller budget, and 14 against the ransom.
Is that a typical-sized turnout for those town meetings, or lower or higher?
Okay. It is absolutely typical. Mm-hmm. We went back and looked at, we have, you know, the minutes and reports from the last several meetings, and it is absolutely typical. So it's being reported as nobody showed up, but mm-hmm, it's right there solidly in the middle.
Yeah, the leftist media is reporting it as though you guys were lying in wait for a low attendance meeting, and then you struck. But that's not at all what happened.
I've been accused of making it snow.
Wow.
That's a neat superpower.
That's a cool power, yeah. All right, so you had this tremendous victory. It started getting talked about in the Liberty circles here in New Hampshire. It was getting promoted like, wow, look at this tremendous win for freedom in Croydon. Congratulations. Everybody's patting each other on the back. And then all of a sudden, the statists rallied the troops. And they got the word out big time, and they did their digging through whatever code, statutes, and they found some kind of statute that allowed them to call for a recall, basically, or call for a redo. What happened there?
So that the statute says you can have a special meeting to raise more money, and that's what they did. So they said, we need more money. Let's have a special meeting. They came to the school board. They set a date. And then the race was on, and it was just a matter of could they convince enough people to go. And so the law itself is written in a kind of odd way, and it says that if you're going to have this meeting, the results of the meeting don't count unless 50% of the registered voters in the town cast ballots, which raises the question, well, how do you get that 50% number? And the statutes pretty clearly say it's 50% of the people at the last town meeting, right? Mm-hmm. That's the number that you're going to use. But since people were getting very agitated about this, you suddenly had a flood of people coming in saying, I need to vote at this special meeting. Can I go ahead and register to vote? People who had never registered to vote, mm-hmm, suddenly were very interested. And so there was a whole big thing that went on where the Secretary of State and the Attorney General's office got on a phone call, which was recorded, which said, you know, they started the meeting saying we took an oath to, you know, apply the law as it's written and not as we wish it to, as we wish it were written. And then they spent the rest of the meeting talking about how the law should be applied the way they wished it would be written, and they should just ignore certain things like saying, yeah, when you update a list, that's not the same as adding things to it. When you correct, correction and addition are two different things. And they're like, don't worry about that. That's archaic. You know, and it was, so basically what happened was,
we'll slap that with an adjective, and that means it doesn't matter.
Yeah. It was really an unbelievable thing to listen to. But anyway, so they went out and actually got the word out. But what really happened is there was, you know, I hate to use the word, but there was just a boatload of misinformation, mm-hmm, where they simply all they just misstated the positions that the school board.
That's a nice way of saying lied about. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, lied about is more accurate.
Well, what were some of the things they were saying? Because they are trying to rile the town up, get the townspeople to turn against this decision, and get them out to this special election. So how were they persuading them?
So they were. So one of the things is we have a little building we call Little Red, which is it's characterized as a single room, a one-room schoolhouse, but it isn't really. And they were claiming that the school board wanted to shut it down. So the school board, by the way, didn't ask for this. They were suddenly put on the spot. They're like, well, we have $800,000. We better figure out what we can do for that, which is exactly what they should have been doing.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, well, the people in the town were like, or the stand-up for Croydon people were like, they're going to close that school. And they weren't. They were explicitly were saying, we're going to just use it in a different way. They were told that there would be deficit spending required. And the school board was like, well, there won't be. There might be some deficit spending required for special ed, but we can do this for, you know, we can do regular education for the budget that you gave us. They were told that taxes would go up, which is amazing because spending was going to go down.
If we spend more money, we'll have to pay more taxes.
Right. If we spend less money, taxes are going to go up, and then people won't want to move here because people hate to live in low-tax towns. So these were the kinds of things that they were going around saying. And most of it turned out to be, though, that these horrible Free Staters just want to destroy everything and they want to kill the town. So it really, that the lies...
That's our motivation, for sure.
...the information they were spreading was really, a lot of it was just factually incorrect, and it completely contradicted what the school board had been saying.
How were they going about this? Was there a direct mail campaign? Were they going door to door? Yard signs, all of the above. What did you see, or what did you hear about?
Oh, it was all of the above. I mean, they actually got funding. We don't know yet who supplied that funding.
Mm.
I think we expect
Granite State Progress, the NEA.
Yeah, the NEA, Granite State Progress, and the
NEA is the National Education Association. Is that right?
Yeah, right.
The union, so the teachers union.
Yeah, they don't want anyone else getting this idea.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, they totally didn't. They were running television ads. They handed
television
out
television ads. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, the Free Staters really are having an impact. Did they manage to get any of the students out and looking sad, holding signs at the side of the road?
They did that at the special meeting.
Oh,
they brought
God.
Students up on stage,
yeah.
And they did a local, the Newport High School has a local cable station run by high school students, and they had a round table where the students were talking about how awful this was.
We're going to continue here in a moment. Ian Underwood is with us talking about the Croydon debacle, for lack of a better term. It's a tragic situation.
The Croydon crime.
It was a big turnaround where people came out to vote against what some of them voted for just a few weeks prior to that. There's more coming up here.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. We're here on the live Saturday show. If you want to join us, I prefer if you have a question for Ian Underwood, we'll make you wait until he's gone. But after that, we'll be at our normal open phones format here. The number is 603-283-6160. We're talking about a win and then a loss in Croydon for the freedom-minded folks who successfully, at a town meeting, the standard size normal attendance town meeting, these things happen every year in towns across New Hampshire, and there's, I think, over 200 towns in New Hampshire. These meetings happen, and decisions get made about budgets. And in this case, a decision was made to have a smaller, significantly smaller, school board budget. And some of the people in the town didn't like that, so they started a propaganda campaign, and they got the word out pretty successfully, and the words being dishonesty and misinformation being spread all around town. And they managed to get a bunch of people to show up to overturn this decision, basically, and refund or go back to the proposed $1.7 million budget for the school board instead of the 800-some thousand that had been approved at the town meeting. We're going to bring Ian back on here, but I do want to also say thank you to Ellen Blanchard, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. Ellen is a gold-level supporter. She's doing at least $10 a month. We only ask for $5, so thank you, Ellen. For that, you can go to amps.freetalklive.com, and you can get signed up there at our Patreon. And if you like what we do here on Free Talk Live, you want to hear it on more radio stations, you want more people to find the ideas of freedom, then please, you can support us, as Ellen has done, at amps.freetalklive.com, and you get some perks as well. Ian Underwood is back with us here from his home in Croydon. You were talking about how at this meeting to basically increase the budget that had already been decreased, that the statists in town were spending a lot of money trying to promote outside money coming from major leftist organizations like the National Education Association, apparently, that they had to turn out more than 50% of the town's voting population in order to have whatever happened, whatever the vote was at this meeting, count. Is that correct? Did I understand you correctly on that?
Yes, that's correct. They actually had to cast ballots. I mean, they would count the ballots, and if the total number of ballots, yes and no, was greater than that number, which started out at 283, then if it was less than that, then it just wouldn't count. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be binding. It wouldn't matter what the result was.
And there's only 700 people in the town, excluding children who obviously can't vote. There's probably several hundred registered voters, I would guess, right? 500 or 600, something like that. I'm just guessing.
It was 283 times 2, so it was 565 okay. registered voters at the time. By the end of all this, it was closer to 600-something.
Because they were registering people to vote who had never registered to vote, so they could bring as many people out as
possible. And only the new registers, but the new registered people were the ones who heard about this camp through the campaign.
Correct.
Right? Yeah.
Right.
Correct.
And so one of the wrinkles there is the number of registered voters went up, but that 583, the official number, didn't go up. So now, it was 283. Sorry. They still only needed 283, even though they had 70 to
But that said, votes. They did turn, apparently, what was it, over 300 came out to vote?
Yeah, 377 to 2 on a vote.
So and they would have gotten it.
They would have gotten it, clearly. But what's interesting is that's being reported as, like, the whole town wanted it. And what we did, we sent out a single mailer, and that mailer basically said, look, we're going to, the school board's going to keep the school open. Your taxes will go down. There won't be any deficit spending. Just laid out essentially what the school board had been saying and said, if you like your budget, you can keep it. Just stay home. So the final, essentially the people who voted no didn't show up and vote no, because that would have just helped their cause. They stayed home. So 40% of the voters, this is really, 377 to 300, not 377 to 2.
And of course, the media who's been reporting this has been dancing on the grave saying, oh, look, only two people, Ian Underwood and his wife showed up, the only Free Staters, they're voting against this, and everybody else in town came to show their support, and then they don't report the fact that you were encouraging your supporters and the supporters
Absolutely.
Of the lower budget to just stay home. In hindsight, do you think that was the right approach?
In hindsight, I think it would have been better to have those people show up and simply not take ballots and make the people who wanted to take their money actually look at them while they did it.
Right.
I think that probably would have been smarter.
Yep.
It was probably easier for them to just say, let's just take the money because look, there's no opposition. That would have been.
It is so sickening to me. To see that occur, to see a reasonable budget proposed, it get voted on, it get accepted, and then because somebody's butthurt, they got to launch a media campaign, find some sort of back way through the laws to, do over, mm-hmm. right, and then get their way, and then celebrate it, right? The part that bugs me the most is the apparent celebration by these people of this win.
Take that, people trying to make us free and let us keep our money.
To them, it's all about the children, right? They're like,
job is to steal money for these kids.
Yeah, who will babysit our kids for us and indoctrinate them without this money?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The sad thing was that in all the coverage, if you look at all the coverage, there were essentially three people in town who were actually trying to talk about education. And that was me, my wife Jody, who was on the school board, and a second school board member. everybody else was talking about things like sports and socialization and are you going to pick up our kids on
Wait,
the bus
what?
And where are we going to put them while we go out and work?
Sports?
The fringe benefits of public education, yeah. if you will, if you even want to call them that. He's talking about, you
know. See, no one can play soccer or football unless there's a government school around.
Oh,
exactly.
Right.
Right. People just couldn't possibly come together on their own to organize a game or a league or something
kids
like that.
Kids certainly can't learn to socialize around adults and, like, other families. It's totally impossible. They have to go to public school for these things.
Yeah, I remember when you had to do, like, fundraisers if you wanted to do, like you know, have a football team or something like that. Like, they would send the football players out and have them sell coupon books and things like that to to raise the funds for your extracurricular activities.
Well, now they're just pointing guns at taxpayers instead, so it's a lot easier that way.
It is a lot easier.
Do you think that, Ian, do you think this is going to come to a rematch coming up at the next town meeting? Are you expecting a big push on both sides for a unusually large turnout? Do you think people are going to forget about it by then? What's your prediction?
My prediction is that the people who have been mobilized are going to stay mobilized. They're already about to have a big celebratory picnic. You know, they're like, we have to make sure this never happens again. So I think it isn't going to happen necessarily in Croydon. And also one of the lessons was that a lot of the people who didn't show up because they were feeling intimidated. You know, the people calling them up were, you know, essentially yelling at them for not supporting what they wanted. So I don't think this is going to happen in Croydon. My hope is, though, that other towns will see that it is possible and will be better prepared.
Right.
You know? I mean, in our case, looking back, I mean, if I could change one thing, it would be this. The fact that I made this proposal actually is what ended up sinking it, because it became a personal referendum on Free Staters.
Mm.
If I had had the foresight to have somebody else in town, you know, essentially somebody who had no, you know, perceived axe to grind, just stand up and make the same proposal, we would have gotten the same vote, and it would not have become that kind of contest.
Well, I think that one, well, hold on. I think that actually cuts both ways. So, I mean, sure, there's the downside of all these Free Staters are trying to take away our sacred institutions. But there is also something to be said. So I was listening to this interview with Jeremy Kaufman, and he had pointed out one of the things he'd heard is someone saying, well, you know, I don't mind libertarians, but these Free Staters, you know, I heard about how they cut this budget, and it's this is a very telling statement. They don't mind libertarians because they're used to libertarians never getting anything done, never affecting any change whatsoever. So someone comes along like you and actually makes a real, positive, liberating, nonviolent change, that sticks in people's craw because you're actually making the world better instead of just, you know, being this this pretend escape valve for our discontent.
Yeah, and one battle doesn't win the war. I will say, I will agree, I think, in basis, that there's no real such thing as bad publicity. So you doing what you did result in some publicity for the Free Staters and for the fact that libertarians, you know, are getting things done. And I think that's a positive, a net positive.
No doubt. Ian, sorry, stand by. You're going to continue with us here in just a little bit. We got hour number two on the way. We're going to talk about, you wrote a book, at least one, maybe more than one, I think. But there's one that you want to talk about with, in regards to the 14th Amendment. A lot of people probably don't know off the top of their head which one that is. We'll talk about it on the way.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.